And then they have Mardi Gras, there's a gang, because you ought to see our streets, how packed, you can't think of walking, you got to stay home. Now, where I live right now, I can see it in front of my door. The ambulance going to pass there.
You live on?
Yep. I had to take the place, not that I wanted it. I don't care what street I live on, as long as it's got some nice people. But that is really a nice street. I can sit in my rocking chair and have my door open and look out. I guess the lawn in front, you see. But I can look at the joggers coming along. I can look at the automobiles. They fly by. But,
yeah.
And it's something going on all the time. Where my street was commercial and over the weekend was dead. Everybody was gone. That's why you could get held up and robbed.
What do they call that place between the two streets?
Daniel.
Yeah, I know, but there's a place, kind of a grass, place where grass grows.
Oh, the neutral ground, you call that.
Neutral
the cars, ground. The old-time cars run up and down the neutral ground. They go from Lee Circle, that Statue of Lee, you know, all the way up around Carrollton. But they're cutting them out now. I don't think they'll take them away from the avenue, but Carrollton, they're interfering with that, making it narrow a little bit every year. Of course, you know it's gone. But there used to be a place to get out the streetcar, you see, and you cross over the street. But there's so many automobiles now, and they got to widen the streets. And they commenced to commercialize Carrollton, too. They had a big court affair about that. Burger King, I believe. That was mostly residential up there, and it's getting to be commercial now, you see.
Yeah.
They had that Benjamin Franklin School. That was an old public school. And years ago, Carrollton was a section of its own. They had mayor and everything up there, and that was the headquarters for the mayor.
Oh,
city
right.
Hall, like up in Carrollton, at Franklin School.
Uh-huh.
We got an interesting city, I tell you, you can talk on any subject, and I'm glad I'm born down here. And then again, I wouldn't mind being born somewhere else, because it's irritating things happen.
Yes, ma'am. What were some of the well-known places in the city, like Lee Circle, Audubon Park, other places where...
Well, our cemeteries are noted. We bury above the ground. You see them tombs? Y'all have tombs in Atlanta, don't you? Bury above the ground.
Yeah.
Most of them are tombs.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't bury in the ground much down here because the Mississippi River would overflow. You know, that's a big old river, and when that snow comes down from all them northern states, it swells up the river and it runs over.
Do you remember that bad flood in 27?
No, I was growing up, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But did we have a flood?
No,
we had storms, but I don't know about a flood.
Yeah. Yeah. You mind me asking how old you are now? You said you were...
You what?
You said you were 81, you know. You
yeah.
You don't remember the...
From 5 years, I think I'm doing good.
27?
Well, I don't know what particular thing. You know, that's flood we might have had. We did have it. I don't know. I was going to school, and I guess I was talking about it like everybody else, but I don't remember anything.
Okay.
You make a good politician. You got them brown eyes for politics.
You got to have blue eyes to be politics.
Anything go, Mr. That beautiful blue eyes. Oh, but I'm so used to being around brown-eyed people, I had to get used to the blue eyes, you know? He'd never say, I got more tickets to go to shows than that, and it was all something for him, buried in the country up there in Kentucky growing up. I'd go to the show and go to the rate and get tickets for dancing classes and the balls, and I guess so. He'd never say, yes, I'll go. I guess so. When he said, I guess so, I knew it meant yes. And he'd look at me with them blue eyes. He says, you want to be going somewhere? Or not? Well, that's our life down here. I said, well, you want to sit in the four walls and look at them? I said, I love music. When I'm home, I'm listening to music.
What kind of music?
Well, I had Edison. You ever hear that? Old time medicine.
Yes, ma'am.
And my people were musical. My parents,